This is Upstate's HealthLink on air. Linda Cohen here with you. Well, when it comes to stroke, time is brain. So minutes and a rapid, knowledgeable response is essential for preserving life after stroke for a patient. Part of the mission of Upstate's Comprehensive Stroke Center is providing education to local hospitals and emergency medical teams in stroke care. Well, here to tell us more about this effort is Jennifer Curry. She's a registered nurse and the outreach coordinator for the Comprehensive Stroke Program at Upstate Medical University. Welcome, Jennifer. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Linda.
So you're called an outreach coordinator. What does that mean?
Well, part of my role as the outreach coordinator is to establish relationships with our referring hospitals and with our EMS providers in the 17-county region that we service.
What does it mean, establish relationships? I mean, what exactly do you need to do with them or for them?
Well, I make contact with them, first of all, and I just let them know that I'm in this position and what my role is, and I offer EMS providers the opportunity to have stroke education. So I can go out and I can provide a lecture for them, and it's really the amount of time is really based on what their needs are. I can shorten it down to an hour, or we can spend 3 hours. And we really just go through stroke care, pre-hospital management of the stroke patient, the latest and greatest of stroke care at Upstate, and those sorts of things.
Let's review for our listeners. When stroke occurs, what does it look like? What does it feel like? What are the symptoms that people should be on the lookout for in terms of stroke?
Well, we've really simplified it as much as possible for the public. We've really focused on the FAST acronym, which F stands for face, A stands for arm, so we're looking for any arm weakness on one side or the other.
And face is the same thing, some weakness in the face,
yes.
Drooping or something of
drooping
that name.
Drooping or weakness noted in the face. S is for speech, so if you note that you're having trouble speaking or your family members note that, you know, words aren't coming out the way that they should. And T is for time, so time is really the most important factor in getting good stroke care to patients quickly.
So just again, if you were to have any of those symptoms, what should you do?
You should call 911 immediately.
And in general, where would that, what would happen then?
Well, the 911 call center is going to send out a level one alert for our EMS providers, meaning that it's similar to that of a heart attack or a trauma. We want those patients seen quickly by our EMS providers and then brought to an emergency department as quickly as possible.
Now, the thing, though, is that that's when you started talking about the EMS providers, the emergency mm-hmm. medical providers, as an important part of this overall picture of time, of being able to save time. So they really need to know what they're doing, and hence they need to be maybe educated somewhat more than they already are. Hence, that's your job, mm-hmm. in a sense, to get them kind of up to speed. So what happens? They start to work immediately upon arriving and getting the stroke patient. What do they do?
They do. They're really great at recognizing the signs and symptoms of a stroke. They do a quick neuro assessment on the patient. They collect what's called the Cincinnati Pre-Hospital Stroke Scale. And based on whether that scale is positive or negative, they know to transport the patient to the nearest primary stroke center per their EMS protocols.
So Upstate has a comprehensive stroke program.
Mm-hmm.
What is the difference between a comprehensive stroke program and a primary stroke program? What does that mean?
A comprehensive program really means that it's a designation that was given to us by the DNV Healthcare, who's our accrediting agency. And what it really means is that it's a validation from them of the tremendous efforts that we've put into building this program for years. This was not a program that was built overnight. The team at Upstate has really worked hard for several years building this program.
But what characterizes a comprehensive program as opposed to a primary program?
A comprehensive program has to have certain characteristics, one of which is the ability to provide 24-hour, 7 days a week, endovascular procedural coverage. That's for those patients that are outside of the 3-hour TPA window.
Help us understand that. What is the 3-hour TPA window? What does that mean?
When a stroke patient arrives to the emergency department, if they arrive to us within 3 hours of symptom onset, hence why time is so very important, we can potentially give them an IV medication that can minimize the symptoms of the stroke that they've suffered. So for patients that are outside of that three-hour window, unfortunately, we're not able to give them TPA, so we can offer them endovascular therapy and actually go in and retrieve the clot, perhaps, or administer TPA directly to the clot via cerebral angiogram.
So you have all kinds of neurosurgical intervention as well as all the medical chemical or medical treatments that you can offer.
Indeed, indeed. Neuroendovascular therapy.
So now, at this point in time, you are involved with going out to, I think we have a 17-county region.
Yes.
So there are a lot of different hospitals that do refer to Upstate. Is that how it works?
There are. We have multiple hospitals that refer their stroke patients to us.
So what happens? A patient may end up in a regional hospital and then need to be transferred?
That's right. The most complex stroke patients are typically transferred to us. And that's also part of being a comprehensive center, is that we not only have the ability to treat the simplest of stroke, but we have the ability to treat the most complex of strokes. We have a neuroscience intensive care unit that's dedicated to treating the most critical of stroke patients. We have a neuroscience intermediate care unit, which is typically where most of our stroke patients will be admitted to. And we also have a neuroscience floor. And that being all that these areas are on the same level in the hospital, on the same floor, it makes for a more seamless transfer of the patient as their stroke symptoms improve.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen here with registered nurse Jennifer Curry. We're talking about the importance of fast and effective stroke care and Upstate's regional outreach program. So you go out to these hospitals. Do you get involved in educating them as to stroke care specifically and also what Upstate has to offer, both those things?
We do. We are offering stroke education for any of our referring hospitals that are interested in having us come down and do that. And we'll come to them. We're not asking them to necessarily come to our hospital. We'll come to them and do a lecture for them. We're happy to partner with our referring hospitals to improve stroke care throughout the region.
What's new in stroke care, though? You've mentioned some of the things that you want to do in terms of quick and interventions to basically help people not just survive it, but actually regain their facilities and their capabilities. What's happening that's really new? And also, what's happening in rehabilitation right now?
Well, in terms of new stroke care, there's not a lot that's really new. The same basic principles have applied for a long time. However, Upstate is able to sometimes offer the window for TPA. We can sometimes stretch that from 3 hours to 4.5 hours for a select group of patients. And our highly trained stroke neurophysicians are prepared to do that. They're highly experienced in that. So also the endovascular therapy, which we touched on a little before, we are completely comfortable and we have 24-hour a day, 7 days a week, on-call access to our endovascular procedural list.
And as a result of all of those things, what generally happens to people who have stroke today as opposed to perhaps 10 or 15 or 20 years ago?
Well, as a comprehensive center, we're really focusing on not just the acute, immediate stroke care. We're really focusing on 90-day outcomes. So what does that patient look like 90 days from discharge from our stroke program? And we're looking at that data, and we're highly interested in that, and we're really striving to make improvements in that.
So generally, what do they look like 90 days out?
Well, it's very patient-dependent. Unfortunately, we can't say that the one patient is going to look exactly the same as another.
Of course.
But with timely and efficient stroke care at a comprehensive center, the patient has a potential to have to be able to take care of themselves. Sometimes it can mean the difference between being in a wheelchair for the rest of their lives or being able to take care of themselves and ambulate around their house, maybe with just some residual weakness.
So generally, that the whole idea of doing it, of getting to them quickly, and in the interventions that you've described are really crucial in having a positive outcome. But in addition, you offer certain kinds of rehabilitation services.
Yes.
What are those? Tell us about that.
Well, as we talked about a little before, we have a seamless transfer process throughout the levels of care that a stroke patient should require. And that includes our acute inpatient rehab setting. You know, this is something that we can offer here at Upstate that other facilities don't have.
What comprises the rehab center? What are the specialists? What is being done there?
We have specially trained rehabilitation physicians that see these patients and develop a plan of care for them, along with intense physical therapy, intense occupational therapy, and that can transition to outpatient rehab once the patient doesn't require inpatient acute rehab anymore.
How about speech therapy? Because with stroke, there's quite often this aphasic component where people's speech is interrupted and perhaps damaged in some way.
Yes, we offer intensive speech therapy as well.
Okay, that's wonderful. So what brought you to this, this career path? What moved you to pick up this career path? How did you get here?
Well, I've always had a love of neuro. I have about 18 years of critical care experience, and part of those 18 years I spent in neurocritical care. It was truly a great place to work. I worked in the neurointensive care unit, and I just grew to love stroke patients and anything neuro. So once the opportunity for this new position came up, I thought to myself, well, this might be a great opportunity to move back into neuro care and to really help to develop positive impact throughout all of our communities, not just at Upstate.
And it sounds to me like for this program to be successful, for people to have positive outcomes, it's almost like a network that
it
needs
is.
To be developed, and that's part of what it looks like you're doing by going out there and making these liaisons and educating people out there, because people could live anywhere in this region and know that they can tap into this network and ultimately have a positive outcome.
Absolutely. We have many areas that are surrounding us that are extremely underserved in terms of stroke care, so our focus is to really reach out to those people and to help improve the care in their community.
Thank you very much. Excellent information. My guest has been Jennifer Curry, a registered nurse and the Stroke Program Outreach Coordinator for Upstate Medical University. I'm Linda Cohen. You're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.